Welcome back to another episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. We are on the collective ride of ascension, so buckle up, folks. We're in for another one. This episode is going to be geared towards the galactic calendar, aka the dream spell calendar, and it is an adaptation of the Mayan calendar with a few extra things to it as we integrate everything from the past and the future in the here and the now. And this is quite literally a map to integrate you into time itself, and actually not to integrate you into it, but to see how you are already integrated into time itself. Where do we want to start? I'm not going to get into the history of the galactic calendar, other than it is a download of sorts that came through a man by the name of Jose Arguelles. And so this is his dream spell. And there's a fascinating story with that. And on my personal page, I mean, you can find it on YouTube, but I mean, if you scroll through my business page on Facebook, InfiniteU77. Also, you should just sign up for the email newsletter. You can do that through InfiniteU.info. Take a gander at some of my quantum technology pendants and some of the other things that we have going on with Infinite You as we also get ready to coincide this introduction of this galactic calendar along with the setting the tone spiritual summit happening in San Antonio, Texas, where I'm reporting from, aka Yanaguana, aka home of the spirit waters. And San Antonio has a ton of history that I personally have taken a deep dive into, and come to find out the city's, you know, everything is just so synchronistic. For example, the other day, me and the girls, that's Amber and my three daughters, went to part of the new addition that they've added on to with the San Pedro Creek, which runs through downtown along with the San Antonio River, which is not really a river as it, at this point. It's not a natural spring-fed river like it used to be, and this is kind of where the Setting the Tone event brings a magnification of attention to this, the understanding and the overstanding of why the water does not flow naturally and how we can get her to flow again. So this galactic calendar came to me, I think it came to me a few years ago. Well, I mean, more than a few years ago, because a couple years ago is when it came to me again. And if you go back and listen to the other episodes, especially the first seven, minus the third is a Who Am I episode, and the others are a timeline of my spiritual awakening and then all the way up to 2023. And so in that, you can see how I was led to the waters and blah, blah, blah. And it'll get you up to date on where we're going and also the activation that happened at Miracle Springs Ranch and the galactic calendar. So that coming in to my frame of coherence a few weeks or a couple weeks before we went to that activation. And 523 to 525, something like that. I don't know. We stayed out there for three nights. And then we learned all about this galactic calendar through AJ and Amber Lee, mainly Amber Lee. We did a galactic calendar signature. I would call it a decoding and higher understanding of what these signatures mean, what they bring to the table. You can deep dive into that. I personally really like the way looking at my signature and other people's signature in the calendar, because the one that I have personally is from Oh my gosh. Sky, hold on, their names are right here. Let me, by Sky Time. They have, you can find them at 13moon.com, 13moon.com. And they have a bunch, like there's so much information in this physical calendar that you can purchase. I have a few. These are older calendars. They're about to run out from this year. This galactic calendar ends July 25th. I'm sorry, 24th, and it picks back up on the 26th at the new calendar. In the middle of summer is when we have our day out of time celebration. And as of today, when we look at the calendar, and, you know, again, with this calendar, you can kind of go to Tuesday, April 4th. That's today's date. Yes, I am a day late on when this is supposed to be released. I'm trying to do the episodes every Monday, but if I don't, catch me on a Tuesday. So today, if you look at this calendar, this is the beginning of a new month. This is the 10th month in the galactic calendar. Out of we have three more months left. So today, or this month, its energy is planetary moon of manifestation. So it's the, what do we call them? Activation words, I guess, would be perfect, produce, and manifestation. And, you know, that's a big key with some of the stuff that I have going on this month. And, you know, I don't remember every month name. And they switch around every year. Like every month every year is not going to be the same. And so it's a really, cycle upon cycle upon cycle is what this puts you into, a spiral dynamics of living and knowing that, doorways open up again with a different energy, but you can access them through time, and people will show up at your doorstep when you look at this calendar, and it starts to make sense to you when you know who's around you and what their tribe glyph is, what their tone is, what the energy signature is of that day. So for instance, today it is planetary one. It is crown chakra. That's like the collective energy that we're going into today, connecting to our higher selves. Red solar dragon. So the tribe would be red dragon, and the tone would be solar. So solar is 13 different tones. I'm sorry. There's 13 different tones, and solar is one of them. That's the ninth tone. Red dragon, there's 20 different tribes. And so red dragon is one tribe, and its color is red. And with this all said, it's being guided today is being guided by navigation, and it is Ken 61 at the 6 and 1. That's a 7. 7 is very big in a lot of the things that we are doing. It's a completion number. It is a move my fourth chakra into my seventh chakra, new centerline position thing. San Antonio is the 7th largest city in the nation, and it is the tone, so 7th tone. There's a lot of things that are in this number 7 that we're playing with. So, as we know, for the main part of humanity, there are 7 chakras. And so the calendar does use the 7 chakras. And again, I go back to this. It's crown chakra. Tomorrow is going to be root chakra. The next day is going to be third eye, and followed by the 2nd chakra, the throat chakra, solar plexus, and then the heart, and then it goes back to crown. So this is another spiral dynamic. So if you catch that, you've got crown, then root. And this is also like in Reiki, you got the Choku Ray. That's like that musical note looking symbol. And it has 7 spirals, or 7 points where the centerline chakra system interacts with the spiral dynamics. And so since that's a mainstay within this plane of existence, with the number 7 and 7 chakras, 7 colors, all those things, mass consciousness has been programmed to be within this 7 energy center dynamic. And lately I've been operating because of this Miracle Springs Ranch and the activation we had out there, the human design has entered into my field of awareness, and I am now operating as a 9th chakra or 9 centered being. It gives you a little bit more balance and stability. You have some chakras off on the side that kind of give you a little bit of a what would you call it? Like a motorcycle has these engine, these parts that are moving that like a gyroscope, I think it's what it's called. So it can like, you know, balance itself when it's running. It sits upright, and that's kind of like what this, if you look at human design chart and the centers, it gives you more of a balance, right? It looks more like a pyramid rather than your seven chakras going straight up and down, like a pencil or something like a stick. And it doesn't have much of a balance. It has doesn't have much of a foundation to build upon. And so, and you can look at this in all of our main, you know, buildings. They're like a bunch of erect penises all over the place. What a bunch of dicks. So anyway, as we honor the divine feminine and the waters that flow, the galactic calendar is a way for you to find yourself and your tribe within time, and it will inspire you. So for instance, there's some other things that you can do with this galactic calendar. When you get to decode it as far as like looking at the, what do you call this? A key or a legend or whatever, the thing that tells you what other parts in here that you may not know are in the calendar, in the front and the back, there's a lot of information, and there's apps, free apps online, Synchronario 13 or something like that. You could use that one. That's a really good one. There's some other ones that are really good that you can use daily. There are parts to this that coincide with your human body. This does incorporate the Hunabku or the galactic butterfly. And what that is the energy that is pulsating from the galactic central sun as we align with it. And what the galactic central sun is a black hole. And so what do black holes do? They pull in all of light. And so they would be pulling in all of the light, aka information, data, from the entire galaxy. And at some point in time, it will get full of itself as it begins to disperse that information, that light, that data that is now coming to our planet via the portal, our sun, that is reflecting this information down to us. And that's what you see happening all around, is a bunch of information floating around and people grabbing what their filtering system, their soul has aligned to in order to dissect or decipher or decode or make sense of the world around them. And for a lot of people, it does not make sense. And so when you start to use this galactic calendar, it brings in that information from the galactic central sun, the Hunabku, in a way that you can find yourself as you've been interacting with time this entire time. And so things like I do activations on portal dates. So there's a thing in here that you would look at and find. It looks like a little, kind of like a butterfly, but like some lines. That's almost like an X. And this galactic activation portal date, I'll just read it to you, right? Since I got you on here and I got to kill some time. All right. So in the back here, you'll find the legend. Now I see it. It's written right here. Okay. And you've got things that would say galactic signature, glyph of the day, tone of the day, guiding power, the kin, four colors, galactic activation portals, which is what we're going to dive into, seven chakras, 28-day moon, 13 wave spell, 52 castles, 65-day seasons. You're going to see the 13 clear signs of Kaavultan. Lunar phases, 20 tribes, 13 tones, and daily affirmations. That's all on the last page in the legend. And then there's even more information before that. So, I wanted to touch on this gap day, galactic activation portals. And it's, you know, throughout the calendar, and you'll see how it interacts with the loom of the Maya, and how time is held together by us. And so anyway, this galactic activation portal, that little symbol, you're going to see that in the calendar, and it's this. I'm going to read it now. So it says, this symbol signifies a galactic activation portal day. These days invite you to enter gateways of expanded consciousness and amplify your awareness of energy flows and information exchange. Within the 260-day galactic cycle, there are 52 portals. These specific kin form the loom of the Maya, which is a bilateral symmetry pattern that reflects the basic pattern of our DNA double helix, integrating the galactic code of light into the genetic code of life. This portal formation is a resonant structure linked to the activation of our full DNA potentials or potential. So there you go, folks. Now that's pretty amazing when you can incorporate that type of information into specific days that are in a calendar that you can physically have, that you can, you know, kind of integrate this into your world as you are still walking in a Monday through Friday work day, or whatever type of energy that you're walking. I work for myself, so I really link up with this, and I plan my events around these. I plan events around, you know, I get to, I have, you can feel different parts of, like, different energies of the day. Like, the other day I was super tired, just, you know, we ran around a little bit, and then after that I came home and I just, like, couldn't pull the energy up. And so I rested. I went to sleep early, took a nap, and all that. And I didn't look back to see what the energy signature of that day was. But today's different. Today I feel fully inspired. I feel full of vitality to approach this day and manifest some really amazing things that are connected to higher sets of data or information, because this is a crown chakra day. And, you know, this is the ninth tone. So what did I say the ninth tone was? Let's look at that here. The ninth tone, that is the solar. So it is a pulse. Wait, right? Yeah. The power of it is pulsing. And the action of it is to realize with your real eyes. And the essence of it is intention. So these are like things that solar tone can assist you with, knowing what type of energy you're in for that day. And then you'll get to feel that energy again on a different day. And then you will go into the calendar and look and be like, wow, there it is again. So now I can feel how I integrate with time. It's a visceral feeling. It's an intuition hit. Using the galactic calendar along with your human design and knowing the people that are around you and thyself and how you integrate with time and you know, a complete evolution of our species, if you will. That's what this galactic calendar, and, you know, when we get to a next phase, which we're going through a quantum shift right now, if you don't feel it, then you may be under a rock. I mean, I just don't know. If you don't feel it, I don't know. You may be, I don't know. I need to look at your human design and figure out why you don't feel it, and I can let you know. But there is a shift that we are all going through collectively, and we're going to, you know, see a phase where money is in such an abundance that the currency flows like a current, you see, like a current in the sea. Got that one from Amber. Give her credit on that one. I got the here. So let me show you how I like to play with words. So a currency is not flowing very much, right? It's very stagnant. It's in a few people's hands and it sits there and does what they want. And we have a collective will that is desiring a shift. And one of the things that we very much put energy into with our focus is moolah, is some type of exchange system. And what we can do to get us to a place of not valuing something external so much is have it flow in a space where we don't even think about it so much. What if you had enough where it's like, I'm not working for money. My life is not dedicated to getting this energy exchange so I can get the things that I desire in life. Just that will be the same thing with the galactic calendar. It's going to put you in a place, like, so with the money, it's eventually going to flow so much that you don't need it. And, you know, we've put the all the information that is coming in from the Hunab coup into place that is sequenced correctly, that gets us to work in coherence with our mother, our divine feminine, which is the planet that we live on and we reside on at this point in time in our experience. And so we honor this divine feminine energy of nurturing by guarding, like the divine masculine needs to step up their game with not just yelling incoherently out into the ethers, which is fine. You could do that. But at some point in time, you're going to need to put that shit into words and action. And this is my plan of attack or my approach, my way of doing things that has shown me quite definitively that that gets some shit moving real quick. And your intent, your breath, your movement, the day, you know, how you look at time, how you interact with it, how you know you are it. And you can start making sense of your life and your experiences forwards and backwards. And they start to close loops on data sets that cause an incoherence within your field. For example, mommy daddy issues, being essayed, or any kind of thing that triggers, activates an awareness that takes you to a different place than you are at. And that could be done with emotions, your energy in motion. You don't have to like take your imagination there, but if it stirs something up, then there's some ties to it that you can cut. Cut, maybe not a cut. Shine some light on. Put some of that information of awareness that closes the loop on it and brings it into a state of coherence and harmony. I saw my mother being swung around by her neck as a child from the back seat, and I couldn't do anything about it. By her boyfriend. They were drunk. He was mad. He beat her up. You know, what are you going to do with that? Am I going to beat other women up? Am I going to advocate for not beating them up? Or am I going to be that change and just be the thing that I want to see? And the more that we do that, and the more that we talk about us, you know, we don't have to brag about the things that we do. We just have to be them, and people will see that once you get your place into a space of letting your light shine, letting all that information come out of you in ways that are coherent and harmonic. You pick and choose when you let information out, how you let it out, and how you absorb data. And that is really good when you can look at your human design and use your strategy and your authority and really get into a place of, again, knowing thyself and how you interact with time. And then you can plan accordingly with specific beings that have galactic signatures that activate things, and your human design that also do an activation. So everything is multidimensional. And, you know, when you get into your human design, you're also going to be getting into your astrological chart and your time and space chart, your astral cartography. And it all is going to make sense when you follow your strategy and authority and you look at time in a different way and how you interact with it. So where are we at with putting this new calendar into play? I mean, it's really not going to start making sense until more and more have it. We've got a thing called the 100th monkey effect, the Maharishi effect, that shows by provable data. There's some information out there that's been scientifically proven to cause a chain reaction of information that travels over distances without communication or the other beings actually seeing the person solving a problem. So 100th monkey effect, let's go into that, what that exactly, you can look it up yourself, but let's go ahead and dive in. So you got a set of monkeys on an island having issues with popping the coconut open. Monkeys on the other island also having issues with breaking the coconut open. So there's this one monkey comes out and he starts to figure the shit out, finds a sharp rock, starts banging it up and twisting it around, starts opening up the husk, and then pulls the husk open, gets to the coconut, gets the water, eats the coconut. These monkeys don't swim. They don't have boats. They don't get to the. They don't have a way of getting to the island. This is before, you know, travel. There's no monkeys traveling, right? So this monkey shows off his deeds, probably gets a few chicks, you know, some real hot monkey chicks, girl monkeys. And he's like, dude, I'm a king. Like, I discovered this thing, living large. I'm going to show it to more hot monkey chicks. And then, you know, he can't do them all. He's just like fucking with odds now, right? Percentages. Sowing seeds. So this monkey's the G on the island. Now he's got everybody cracking coconuts open. And, you know, he feels bad. And all the other male monkeys know how to do it too. So he's not the king. But, you know, he laid down a track. He put down some information that enough of them gain awareness. You know, it's also the thing that how it traveled over waters, this information of how to open up these coconuts. Because it did get to the other islands without any monkey ever traveling. But guess what happened? There was bliss that was created by the new sought information that allowed more to enjoy coconuts. And, you know, these monkeys started, like, you know, having some really good tantra and stuff. They're living in the moment. They're like, yo, coconuts are life. This is so delicious. Yum, yum, yum. Wow, it's aphrodisiac. Like, you know, now they're making love with coconuts and coconut water. Now they got coconut oil. And there's bliss at play with this data set, this information that has come out. And that comes from the heart when you start getting to this bliss state. And that can travel across waters. That can actually program waters. Maybe that's how it came across. You know, right now, this is the practical spiritual advice. If you've seen any of my other, listened to any of my other episodes or watched me do the thing, this information comes as I start to tell stories. And so as I'm telling the stories, I like to play with them, right? And so we can imagine that this monkey or these monkeys are having blissed out sex. And they're in their heart space with coconuts and the whole nine yards. And that infiltrates the water. Because not only that, there's water flowing underneath them. And so their soles of their feet are walking around the ground, connecting to the sun as they're in bliss, in full monkey mode. Living it up in the lap of luxury through their heart and blissed out and through the soles of their feet, that information goes into the water below, which connects to the waters between the islands and comes up as the other monkeys are there trying to figure it out. And there's some information that came up through the soles of their feet as it traveled through the waters as they were programmed, or maybe even the waters that they drank. You know, they went to the natural springs that were pumping out this water that was connected to the waters and the mycelium and the roots and the ground and everything. And this information came through, and it wasn't just through the sky, but it was also through the waters. And actually, you know what? Through the air, there's water molecules. We breathe them in. That's breatharians. They don't have to drink water. They get their water, their H2O3 or whatever it is, H3O, through the air. Breathe deep, hold it in. Alkaline breaths, you know, that's how you get the alkaline water. But anyway, I digress. Thank you for writing that along with me. Maybe that's a theory. Actually, you know what? It's not a maybe. That is a theory. I put a theory out there on the 100th monkey effect. And maybe we would have a larger wave and data entry if we're on soil. On hollow ground, with the waters connected to the roof of the aquifers. Like, this setting the tone event is all about. It's all about the waters. All the waters. And this is what we can do. And so this setting the tone, the other part of this is more people get introduced to this calendar. It's part of the thing. You know, before the setting the tone event, we have the third Mayan Day Out of Time Celebration, or DOOT, Day Out of Time Celebration. And, you know, we're using the Mayan stuff, but we're going away from that because we're Mayan, we're Aztec, we're Paella, we're Yanaguana, we're Cautecan, we're all the beings from all over the places. We're multidimensional, we're experiencing the same life, looking at it from different perspectives. And so we got to honor everything, all the perspectives in coherency and harmonic. And as we do that, we're going to find more parts of ourselves that are going to make our closed loops for us and have it make sense, because not everything has been set up to your detriment. For instance, don't get mad at cell phone towers. Guess what happens when we have control of them and pump 432 hertz and 528 hertz and 963 hertz, or I don't know what it is, but like the Tesla numbers and mirror numbers and all these beautiful codes that we can actually pump out through all the neighborhoods, because they kind of laid down some infrastructure for us and we didn't have to pay for it. Until we don't need them anymore. Till our hearts are so coherent, so in creativity and bliss mode. You know, building things, art is life. It's another part of this galactic calendar. It is a multidimensional expression of time. So it's not just about you and how you interact with it and your galactic self and all the people around you, but it's also art. It's a way that your whole life is an artistic expression. When you start to close those loops, that's like finishing up a part of your brushstroke in your painting, you know, happy little trees and stuff. And we get to really, like, this is what an amazing thing we get to experience. And I'm just trying to let y'all know, like, this is my life and I'm not gatekeeping anything here. I'm trying my best to let this information out so you too can spread the word. I am not gatekeeping. This is not just my information. This is new. This is your information. Guess where I got all this information from? It's my own experiences. And my own experiences incorporated other people saying things around me and giving me information that I could dissect with my own filtering system. You know, the life that I've lived, all of them. The larger I get, the more I find out about myself, the more that I know that I've lived a bunch of lives. And I'm all lives, actually. And it's just like, which one resonates the most I can tap into, get information from them, the ones that ring the bell the best, that are coherent, that are harmonic and make sense for this lifetime. Like, I used to be a boxer. I think it was black, definitely dark skin. And I was getting hit in the head a lot. I think I died in the ring for like 6 months. I had my left ear just oozing clear fluid. Nothing hurt. It just was like, yo, I'm not going to stop. Like, this is how you died, bro, around this time. And, you know, you got a resonant frequency that's showing you something. And you're not just here. You're everywhere. And you're tapping into that lifetime that you've passed away in right now. And you're getting some resonant frequencies intertwined with each other. Because no longer do you have to be the tough guy that has to beat up things and throw this rage around and use that to be a real man, you know, very masculine. You see what that did? You died at the hands of another that was just a little bit more masculine than you were, or you had enough of being that masculine and you decided to take the dip out and die in the ring and make a tragic yet poetic ending to yourself. And the way I know this is that not just that fluid leaking out of my ear for that time, but I had visions of my father being a boxer in the Navy, and he never was. And I don't know why I saw him either fighting a black guy or something. So anyway, but it was me. And he played fast pitch softball. That was his thing in the Navy. And he won 2 championships for the Navy. He was good. And I have a feeling I was good too until I died. But, you know, that lays its foundation here for what I do now in this expression of having the energy signature that people don't want to fuck with me, and I feel it. And I'm only 5'9" on a good day, and I'm not heavy set, but I know I have a big energy about me, and I you know, I feel it within me where I'm like, yo, do you know what I could do if you did something dumb? Like, I will defend myself and I will protect the people around me that cannot protect themselves, and I'm good at it. And I don't know where it comes from, but I'm good at it, and I don't want to do that anymore. And so this lifetime, I can not, and it's not talking myself out of things, but man, I'm able to maneuver where I'm like, wow, look, that went down over there and we're over here. Because if I were there, we'd be in it. But I'm not there, I'm here. And so I find myself on the outside looking in at situations that I don't need to be in anymore, right? And so you create these things. It's a conscious awareness of your multidimensionality, which is this same lifetime, which is a big grander scheme of things, all being looked at from different perspectives. And that could be from a higher self, angelic, ET, galactic, you know, lower self, freaking demonic, whatever you want to, like, you have the gamut of all ranges of everything. It's you. Inherently, everything is you, talking to yourself, guiding you places, you know, doing ugly things to you to say, hey, you don't want to be here anymore until you're done. You know, that's your test you set up for yourself. They're wearing a mask. And so this 12-month calendar that has been an incoherent time equals money thing that has not been the funnest for us to play in doesn't need to be looked at with sore eyes and yelled at and looked at and angrily or anything. You find that it served its purpose. I mean, you were in it. I mean, you were in it. And when you cannot be mad at it, you can have gratitude and appreciation for every part of it and see how it was such a beautiful thing to have that type of emotion in life, in a waking life, in a coherent state of, like, you know, all the tomfoolery and all the bliss and everything in between. You have been an experiencer of it on a soul level that transcends time and space and is a large piece of why this universe even works to begin with. And you should really know that. And you are time, and you are a cosmic aligning force of good and love. And you, whew. Hey, if y'all listen long enough or know me, you know, like, I get emotional. It's that energy in motion, and I put it, and it comes right from my heart. And I've watched myself, and not being in the same like energetic dynamic, I'm like, okay, stop it, dude. Like, just fucking get it together and tell the story. I'm here to hear the story. But I know other people get it and they feel it and we're in it. And I'm human, and I have big energy. I have big emotions. I have big energy in motion, and I put it in the right place, and I'm using it to help us all to create a harmonic field that we get to play in and not have to work so hard. And this galactic calendar, I really, really highly advise to pick yourself up one. And when you order it, let them know Harold Aho now from San Antonio sent you. I like for people to know that I'm helping them out. You know, this is that sacred reciprocity. I can't always buy everything and do it that way, but I can send you people and, you know, help your business flourish in these different ways. And, you know, I like to be seen, and I like for people to know that I'm doing things, because hopefully it inspires them to do things, and we should all be championing each other. And for speaking from a heart coherence that we can all align with, then, you know, why not? Why not take that little extra time to shout someone out, plug them in a post, tell their story and their tell? I mean, I do it all day long. My stories involve other people. And then I get to dive in and tell y'all about how they've manifested their dreams and how beauty is so abundant in all of my expressions of self. Because again, everything is you, and I'm you. I'm an expression of you that has sent yourself into another avatar and said, hey, can you give me some information at this specific time and date when I kind of need it the most? Can you give me a little hope? Whoo, man. All right. So I don't want to put a lot of dead air because I don't like to edit my stuff. Not right now. I don't want to be the editor. That's someone else's job. But I want you to know there's a ton of hope. There's a ton of beautiful people that are in my network that I want to show you. I want to show you to them. And they want to see you. They really do. And I know you have gifts, and I leave myself open to receive them, and I will cherish whatever you put out, and I will tell your story, and I give gifts. I am here because I know that my gifts, I have so many gifts, and I know there's people here to receive them or else I wouldn't have them. And that's the same for you. And have someone that just truly values your gift and sees you for who you truly are. It's your heart, your diamond heart. And how all the ups and the downs play in this beautiful symphony that you should be so proud of yourself. Because you're here now. And we're here now. And you're not alone and you've never been alone. You've had your higher self and you can visit your childhood self now. And this is part of what, you know, incorporating time as not the bad thing that you have none of. But as the thing is, you're so abundant of that you can actually go back to your childhood self and sit there with yourself and hold yourself and be the higher self for your childhood self. And integrate and balance and harmonize that experience that you felt alone, that you felt nobody knew anything of what you were going through. You were the only one. You know now, as the adult consciousness, the integrated being, the higher self to your childhood self, the elder to your younger self, that is already on the other end of whatever that experience was. You bring light to it. You bring love to it. You sit there. You hold yourself. And I want you to really feel that time is not a factor. And I want you to go back to that experience as the child, as the one that was desperate for someone to understand what you were going through to a degree that you felt complete in your expression of like, oh my God, do you get it? What I went through? And someone says, I get it. The whole thing. Forwards, backwards, upside down, inside and out. And as the child, you go ahead and just ease into that. Just lean into that, that you were never alone. And let that quantum, that energy signature of awareness and harmony and heart coherence, just resonate all the way to the person that you are now. And so with that, I want you to love always in all ways. And follow me on all platforms. Love you.